Welcome to the teaching ministry of Dr. Ed Dufresne. We know you'll be blessed by today's message.
Why don't you bring your Bibles with you? Glory be to God. God started talking to me this afternoon, and I'd like to listen to the Holy Ghost. Every preacher wants to listen to the Holy Ghost. I want you to go over to Philippians 4:19. And we'll see where we go. Now, he said something to me about this. And I preached out here many, 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 many times. Philippians, page 1022, if you have a Bible like mine. Let's start with the 13th verse. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. Not with saying you have done well, that you did communicate with my afflictions. Now you Philippians know also in the beginning of the gospel, I departed to Macedonia, and no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessities. Not because I desired a gift, but I desired fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound, and am full, having received of the things which were sent from you, as an odor, a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable and well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply. Now, the Lord said, now, if you just got a little racer and you took out your need, if you just took that, and he said, but my God shall supply all according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But he said, if you took out that need, he said, now, people know they have a supply, but here he said, he put a need in there. So he said, you got to have a need before the supply will work. Any of you got any needs? Well, then you qualify. If you don't have a need, the supply won't work for you. Amen. If he said we have a supply, fine, we have a supply. But then he said to meet the need. So you got to have a need for the supply to kick in. Everybody's, saying, well, I just want to be comfortable. I don't want no needs whatsoever. Well, then you don't qualify for the supply to kick in. Glory be to God. Well, so if you have, how many got a supply, that you have a need? You need some money to take care of that need or whatever. Amen. Glory to God. We have just come up with some needs that came up and so forth, and but we know that we have a supply to take care of that need. And we've learned how to do that. I said we've learned to do that. One, by our saying in faith releases the supply that belongs to you and me. I remember, and I felt impressed. I haven't told this testimony in years and years, but I felt impressed to talk about my first church building. I've pioneered four different churches. We're pioneer one now in Las Vegas. But my first church, we started with a handful of people, mostly my family, my kids and my family. This is back in 1975. And we started in a smaller than this. Actually, if you just put a wall right here where these beams are and put the pulpit here, that was the size of our auditorium. You could put about 50 people in there. And then we had one little office like this, and that was our nursery on Sunday morning. And the reason I know that is because when I'd come in Monday morning, they had dirty diapers in my drawer. But that, we started. And I'll never forget it, because the first Sunday that we had, and it was Easter, and we sent out advertising. And two people showed up from the advertising. Two people showed up. In fact, one lady had showed up. She gave us a piano. And then she never came back. But see, the Lord just supplied a piano for us. But I do remember this. I'll never forget as long as I live. At the door, like you'd come into this door, we would go out onto a balcony, then the stairs, you know, you'd walk up the second story, and we were in the second story. And the first morning when I got up there early to pray, and right outside there was a white dove. And that dove stayed there for weeks. Every time we have a service, it would come. It wasn't a white pigeon. I know the difference between a dove and a pigeon. And that was the start of my ministry. But there was a white dove, and it was a sign. And I didn't need a sign. I knew he called, but there was a white dove that came. Hallelujah. Sent from God. Do you remember in the ark when the dove came? Wasn't it a dove? Was it a pigeon? Was it a seagull? No. It was a dove. Amen. Glory be to God. And to me, that was a sign to me that God was going to supply, that I had a supply from heaven. Now, you know, I was just starting out. I said, well, I told a guy, a businessman, he said, well, I think you're supposed to be a pastor. I said, no, I don't want to be a pastor, but I'll help you. He bought me 50 chairs. And he paid the first month's rent. And you know, and I said, well, I'll get it going, then we'll put a pastor in it. I pastored that for 8.5 years. And that grew to 1,000 weekly of people. Glory be to God. So we outgrew in there. Then we knocked another wall. So we had a wall here, and we knocked out the next space. And then the next space. And then the next space. And we grew and we grew and we grew and we grew. Hallelujah. Now you got to understand that there was a new era starting. And that's when the Word of Faith broke out. You couldn't count Word of Faith churches 10 fingers. There was Fred Price. There was myself. Buddy Harrison's churches wasn't going. Rhema churches wasn't going there. There was just a handful of Word of Faith. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So I was on the cutting edge of that. Now we're on a cutting edge of Word and Spirit churches. And so see, I learned a lot about this right here, about having a supply. See, God called me. He's not going to starve me out. See, you got to understand there's a God side and then there's a man side. And God isn't going to call us to starve us out. He's not going to serve. It was His idea to have a family. It was His idea to have a church. He said, with Adam, He said, I want to have fellowship. I want a family. And He created Adam out of the dirt. And then He gave him a woman. And then He gave him a garden. And all, everything that he needed was in that garden. Amen. Hallelujah. And we know that, and we do know that Adam gave that up. And he gave it to Satan, but Jesus came back and he took it back. And in his inheritance, he has given us a supply. And the supply is not going to rain out of heaven. Amen. He's going to take care of us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When that dove came on that ark, he was letting them know that there is land and I'm going to take care of you because you obeyed me and did what... Glory be to God. Now, you don't need a dove to land here on the elevator. But you know that God called you and God put you here and you've stuck it out and you've stayed here and God's going to take care of you, Pastor Becky. He's going to take care of you. Because He's our Heavenly Father and He loves you. And I know all the turmoil, Wall Street and everything that's going on and in Washington. The other day I was in Pastor Jay's church and we had the glory came in every night. You guys were there. It was just outstanding. But one night the Lord instructed me. He said, now you take authority over that thing that is in Wall Street and our finances, because the devil wants to ruin our finances and it'll affect the church. You got to, we need a good economy. And I saw this ugly looking thing here. It had hair and it was like it had tar all over it and oil. And it was going all over Wall Street and all our finances and the bank spreading this black stuff. And the Lord said, you take authority over that. Amen. Well, prophets do that. And I said, you go in the name of Jesus. And that now you know, it's like a skunk. You run over it, but it still stinks for a while. Well, that's, they're trying to work everything out, but it's going to come out all right. It's going to, because, why? Because I am God's kid. And he wants a good economy for the church will be blessed. Yeah, a bird could take care of me. But God wants you to be blessed and financially blessed. Can you say amen? Oh, glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. Well, we grew. And then I went the in Torrance, California. We outgrew the building where we were at. And actually, we went downstairs and took all of that down there. And after a couple of years, that church grew and grew and grew. And then I saw the old Taco Bell headquarters, their first building they had. It had a warehouse. It had upstairs to it. It was a two-story. Part of it was two-story, and the rest was a warehouse. And it was up for lease or sale. And so I went and talked to the people, and I'd like to lease it with option to buy. And they said, well, how do you want to do this? I said, well, we need first front rent. We need so much of this and that and everything else. And I said, well, I want it in there that within 2 years that I could pick up the option. Hallelujah. Well, and then the deal was, see, now that's when the dip. It was a dip, like things that happen now in housing. There was a dip then, back in the 78. And so we picked it up real cheap. And I put the set price for $450,000. Well, we got into it. I put all my... Now, I'm a young pastor. You know, I made a lot of mistakes. But I got in there and we tore out the auditorium, put a drop ceiling, made a beautiful auditorium in there. We put extra air conditioning in there and worked at it. Everybody, we worked day and night all night to get that ready. And so we put all our money into that for the next 2 years. Well, then the money was coming due. I mean, the lease option was coming up due. And I know I should have saved the money, but I didn't. So I went and pleaded my case. You know, the Bible talks about pleading your case. And the guy said, now in the meantime, within 2 years, the price of that building doubled. Well, the investors that held the land, they didn't want me to pick up that option. He didn't want me to pick up that option. And he even told me, he says, you ain't got the money, do you? I said, yeah, by faith I got it. He said, what do you mean by faith you got it? I mean, he got ugly. He got mean. You know, some of these people get mean when it comes to money. Well, I have a supply. And I qualify. I have a need. And in the contract, it said I had to come up with $136,000 to pick up the option and they would finance it. I didn't have $136,000. All I had was $10,000 in my building fund. And I made up my mind what I was to do. I split it and I gave $5,000 to another building fund of another church and another $5,000 to the other. I know I needed to plant a seed to get it kicked in. How many know $10,000 won't do it when you need $136,000? Hallelujah. Everybody say, I have a supply. But I have to have a need for it to work. Say that. See, the supply annihilates the need. So I went to banks. Nobody would loan me any money. Nobody would touch me. And I went everywhere. And then a businessman in my church, he said, well, listen, we can get 136 guys to put in $1,000 and we'll go partners with you. And boy, that relieved me, relieved my flesh as a young pastor. And I said, man, that's the thing to do, huh? I said, well, you guys start getting them all. And they got them all, and they were going to put this money. And I was in prayer, and God said, don't you do it. You're having trouble with one landlord. What are you going to do with 136? I went and told them. I said, no, I can't do that. And a bunch of them left the church. He said, you ain't going to get the money. Where are you going to get the money? I said, I have a supply. No weapon is formed against the righteousness of God will prosper. Yes. Glory be to God. God told me that was my building. God told me that it was my building. I said, now, Lord, these deacons and these businessmen, now they all left. They said they were behind me, but now I can't see them. It's amazing how when you get your back up against the wall, I want to tell you, a faith man walks alone. A faith woman walks alone sometimes. When you see and you know, you just know. Hallelujah. I've said hallelujah. No money. The date's coming up. The guy phones me. Well, we got an escrow open. Where's the money? I said, it'll come. You haven't got it, do you? I said, I got it. So I called my lawyer in, and we went over the contract, the lease option, and he went through it. He went through every little word, every time. He said, you got to come up with this money. I said, there's any way that we can get an extension? He said, nope, there's no way. Listen to me. You can get your back up against the wall, but if you trust God, knowing that you have a supply. I said, I have a supply. God did not call me in the ministry and starve me out. He has given me a supply for my ministry. I have a supply for my ministry. He said, ask and you shall receive. Everyone that asketh receiveth. It's mine. It belongs to me. And he's not going to let me down. He's my Father. Now, if God said something different and said, now just let it go, this deal ain't right, that's a different deal. But he just, because you know, we can make mistakes. I've made mistakes in buying property and stuff like that. But I just knew it. I just knew what I knew what I knew. I said, I just knew what I knew what I knew. And I stayed to it. I had 5 more days. The time is ticking. Another day went by, another day went by, no money. Now, you know, I told the board, you know, that was crazy because when I was young, I didn't know better, but I put a board together and they didn't know nothing about the Bible. I don't have boards. I have preachers on my board that do it. But anyway, and they bailed out. They said, this thing is sinking. Listen. I had 4 more days ago. I'm laying, and you know, don't take the thought, and thoughts are just like a machine gun coming to me, and the devil would give me night visions of them throwing my chairs out on Morton Street, and we're having a service outside in the street. And I'd wake up, I got a supply! I qualify because I have a need. I qualify because I have a need. Now, if I didn't have any need, then the supply isn't there to annihilate the need. I'm glad he put need in there. I'm just laying on bed thinking, meditating on that. And God said, just get a razor and take that need. He said, then you got a supply, but you got to have a need for the supply to work. The supplies to annihilate the need, to take care of your need. That's why he said, don't worry, you got a supply. Don't take the thought and say, how are we going to get the money? How are we going to do it? Where are we going to get a building? Where are we going to do this? Don't say that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. It just turns me on. Isn't that what it says? Well, you got to have a need. It won't work unless you got a need. I'm so glad he put that in there. No, you got to have a need. The supply annihilates the need. And it's in with your faith. You believe in your heart what you say. You say, now supply, you come in Jesus' name. And believe what you're saying, that it'll come. So people were leaving. People were going out. Oh, the head honcho said that this was his building. Now, if I made a mistake, I'd get up and repent. People make mistakes. But I just knew what I knew what I knew. I've been time when I wasn't sure, and I told people, I'm not quite sure, but pray with us about this. But I was sure about this. I just knew what I knew what I knew. I just knew what I knew. And then the lawyer stayed for a few days. He was trying to do what he can. 2 days left. Night visions of us getting kicked out of there. Night visions of getting up and say, well, we got to get out of here. And I see everybody leaving. There go. What happened to Moses? You ever had night visions with the devil trying to give you night visions? Amen. Well, I got to talk to it. I said, no, I have a supply. No weapon that's formed against the righteous of God shall prosper. I have a supply. I have a supply. I have a supply. Now, I didn't know back then. I preached this, but I didn't know anything about the need. Amen. But he said, the reason I supplied that is because you had a need. If you don't have a need, then the supply won't work. So how many of you qualify in here tonight? Some of you are looking at me. Glory be to God. 2 days. The lawyer, you know, I'm up in the office and we're going over everything. He says, Brother Ed, I phoned every institution, everything that we can do to get money, but they just won't help you. The bank won't help you. And I sure don't want those 136 landlords, them trying to go into my church and controlling. I said, no, the Lord said, don't. It sound good because it would ease the thing off of my flesh. You know, sometimes we want to wiggle out and do it, and the Lord said, don't do it. Now, if the Lord said to do it, it's a different deal, but he said not to do it. Amen. What they should have done is raised $136,000 and give it to me. Instead of, let's make a deal. You don't make deals with God when God wants to do it. You don't put strings attached. My God, I'd have to come to church and preach to 136 landlords. No. And you know, I just see, I'm pastor. I didn't know, and God said, "Don't do it." And I told them all, and they all got mad. He said, "We're not going." Well, what are you going to do? I said, "I'm going to believe God. That's what I'm going to do." Some more left. Like one guy said, you know, he's a pastor, and he said, "Well, I'm just like a bus driver. I pull up to the bus stop. Some get on, some get off. Some get on, some get off. Hallelujah! But I just keep on driving." I've been doing that all my 45 years of ministry. I just keep on driving. I have gotten staff gotten off. People have gotten off. But I keep on driving. Because I'm driving to the high mark. Praise God. And when he says, well done, good and faithful servant, glory be to God. So you just keep driving in faith. You're driving. Some get up, some get on. Two days before the $136,000 is due. And the reception said, there's a guy down here in a jogging suit. He said he wants to help you. I said, Yeah, there's a lot of them said they wanted to help me. You know, really, I mean, I just didn't want to believe anybody anymore. He said, and I said, well, you know, what's he want? He said, well, he wants to help you with the building. I said, is it that landlord? Because he did make me a deal. He said, now, I will sell it to you, but I want double. He's going to double the price. You know, he wanted 800 and almost 900,000 for it when the deal was for 450. I said, no, the deal was 450. He said, no, this is a different. He said he's a single man, and he was over at the Holiday Inn in Torrance. We had a big singles in our church at that time, and they would all go have breakfast, and they come from different churches, you know, the breakfast brunch, and they'd all meet, you know, like a meat factory where they can meet each other and date and pick up, you know. That's what it was. Sorry to say, but check everybody out, you know. Sadamayaya. I know you don't have that here, but anyway. And he was over there, and our group was saying, you know, pray for our pastor. Because he in a couple of days, he needs $136,000. Well, that man was in that meeting. So I set the lawyer down there. I said, he probably just wants to make another, you know, some kind of a. And he said, he came back up 10 minutes, 15 minutes later. And he said, Brother Ed, he said he's got a cashier's check. He wants to help you. I said, bring him up. I said, man, if it was an elephant, well, look down his trunk. I'm looking for it, man. Now, listen. So he comes up and he has tennis shoes, nice Nike tennis shoes, a jogging suit. He said, you came over to the singles one night and you preached. He said, first of all, I don't like the way you preach. He said, my preacher stands behind the pulpit and you walk all over the place. I said, I don't need this today. How's this going to help me? Now listen, sometimes our supply comes from different areas, and if you're not careful, you can push it away. I'm thinking this. I didn't go roll my eyes. I'm just thinking, I do not need this today. I don't need to listen to Sister Bucket Mouth. I don't need to listen today. And he said, there have been two angels in my room every night, and I cannot sleep. He said, I own that big aircraft company over here in the Torrance Airport. That whole thing, I own it. And God told me to bring this over to you. And he said, just consider it as a loan. I said, well, what do you want me to sign? He said, no. He said, just consider it as a loan. And he gave me a cashier's check for $136,000. So I went and run. I run. The lawyer took it down there and we put it in escrow. Then the man got mad and he said, you wasn't in there in time. No, he took off to the Bahamas and he said that it ran over and see, he was trying to steal it. Well, that was a long story. I got one Christian lawyer to deal with that deal. And the Christian lawyer, he wasn't tough enough, so I got me a mean Jew. No, I did. When I went in his office, I know he had a bulldog thing on there. So I don't know time for somebody that's going to be a sissy. I need somebody. Two weeks later, I have Sam Carr in my church preaching. And he's up. I introduce him, and he gets up, and I said, "This is Sam Carr. Let's welcome him and everything from Shreveport, Louisiana." And he gets up, and right away he said, "Hey, you in the tennis shoes and the jogging suit?" And I'm sitting up there, and I looked around, and there was Darty Cronin, the guy that gave us that money. I said, "What's he doing here?" He said, "You need to obey God." And I'm saying, Sam, he already did. Sam, he already did. He already did. Sam, he done. He said, you get up here and obey God. I mean, he just gets up and does that. He's operating under the... And so he comes walking up. I said, yeah, that's the man. Jogging suit, tennis shoes. I mean, he wouldn't dress for church. You know, sometimes we got to be careful how we judge people. They might not look like millionaires, but they... because our supplies here on this earth, it's not going to rain out of heaven, and God knows how. This man wasn't even filled with the Holy Ghost. I had all these people who were leaving were filled with the Holy Ghost. But this man at that time wasn't filled. He got filled later. And he comes up, and I said, well, this is going to be interesting. Maybe he's going to call the note, and we haven't even burned the deed yet. And he gets up. I'm nervous. I'm a young pastor. I said, what is he doing? What do you mean? He says, he gets up. He said, and he goes through the story. You know, Pastor Dufresne, he said, Pastor Ed, he said, he moves around all over the place. I said, here we go. My God, I don't need him. What's he going to do now? And he went on about that. And he said, and then he gave a testimony. He says, you know, I had heart trouble. I was all burdened down. I'm a big businessman. And he said, somebody handed me 4 spiritual laws, a track. And he said, I got saved. And he said, my money belongs to God. My money belongs to God. You know, like Mr. Green that owns Hobby Lobby, that has paid off many churches, millions and millions. He's a billionaire. Same man that owns Chick-fil-A, not open on Sunday, but he obeys God and he gives money away. And he said, those 2 angels are in my room. They won't leave me alone. I just want to let you know that you don't have to pay the $136 back. And he said, by the way, he said, God told me to pay the whole thing off. And he paid the whole thing off. And that guy got so mad, it took us 6 months in lawsuit to get him to sign the papers. And I told him, you see, we had to go to arbitration and everything. I already had the money in there. I had to go to arbitration and the other side. And I said, I'm going to tell you something. There was a man that, named Moses in the Bible. And there was a bunch that messed up with him and they all drowned. You keep messing with me. I told him that. And in that little lawyer I had, shh, 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 shh. I said, you're fired. Next week, the arbitration, I brought a mean lawyer, man. I'm sure he had a chain around his neck, man. I just let him go. Go get him. Bulldog, man. No, you can't listen when they're trying to steal your building. Hey, man. Finally, he gave in. He had to because I threatened to sue him. And I said, and you'll build me a new building. What I'm going to get out of you. And that's when that little old spineless lawyer said, shh, shh, shh. I said, you're not doing anything here. I'm not settling. Well, he wants to settle. We're not settling unless he's going to give me the building. Here's the contract. I took him, I said, come with me. I took him out in the hall. I said, you're fired. Fired him right there, the little pipsqueak. The people think because you're Christians, you're going to be a rub. Well, walk in love. I was walking in love. That's right. Praise God. You don't mess with God. Amen. Satan messed with Adam and he said, I'm going to get you. You mess with me, he's going to get you. I told him across the table, God's going to get you if you mess with me. That's God's building. He gave it up. He gave it up, Becky. And we had a building paid for. I didn't like going through that. But I was thinking today, if I'd have never had that need, the supply wouldn't have kicked in. You got any needs? Amen. Well, expect it to kick the supply to kick in. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I mean, if you're involved in Wall Street or whatever, God will turn that around just for you. Just for you. Just for you. Well, you can bless your church. be a blessing to your church. My God, I don't know if I helped you, but I helped myself. I don't know if I helped you. Praise the Lord. Well, if you have a need, then you qualified for that. That's why he said over there in Matthew 6, don't take the thought and say, where are we going to get it? How are we going to do it? And he said, the Gentiles seek, the way the world system seeks after all these things. But seek ye first. 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 Go over there for a minute. First. So you got to put the word first. Matthew 6. Therefore, take no thought saying how we, after all these things, the Gentiles seek your Father. Know you have need. And Jesus talking about here, when after he hung on the cross, over there it talks about your inheritance. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, or the way he does things. And, there's an and there. What's an and mean? Huh? It's a conjunction what? It's connected. It's connected. So you got to do this. And his righteousness, or be right. You're going to have to be right concerning the way that God does things. You're going to have to be right according. See, don't ever have your word stout against God. Never say, well, I can't make it. I got a fixed income. Well, your words are stout against God because you got a supply. Just because of what you're making, but God can get it to you another way. I don't live according to my fixed income. I get an income from Ed Dufresne Ministry. It's a fair income. It isn't much as some other evangelists, what I do make. I mean, they have bigger ministries. They have more cash flow. But I don't live off of that fixed income. Me and my wife do not live off of that fixed income. I get care packages every day. I get a supply of care packages. Casting all your care upon him, for he amplified, affectionately cares for you. So he affectionately took care of that care. It's his building. It ain't mine. It was his church. This is his church. He has his responsibility. My responsibility is to do the saying and the believing. And his responsibility is to supply you. He's already done it actually 2,000 years ago. And it's available for you. If you have a need, then you qualify. And then you got to be right the way that God does things. Then he said, and. What's and mean? Is this connected? It's connecting. Then it said, all these things shall be added unto you. So there's two things there. One is that you got to know how he does things. Number two, be right about it. You know, people don't qualify for God's prosperity. They lie, they cheat, they're not right. They're not right towards the opposite sex. They're not right. And they wonder why their needs ain't met. You're going to have to be right. Amen. Then all these things, the ones that everybody else is worrying about, will be added unto you. That's why I have things added to me. I think I'm his favorite child, but I'm not. Are you his favorite too? I don't think so. I'm his favorite. No, I'm his favorite. No, I'm his favorite. Huh? What you got your hand up for? No, you're not. I am. I'm his favorite. Huh? No, you're not. I am. I am. No, you're not. I am. Oh, I am the favorite. See, when you get that way, Jesse the planet said, God sure loves Jesse. I said, well, he loves me too. But see, when you get talking about his affection towards you, then these things work. These things work. The supply works for you. Well, there's time when you're going to have needs, and that's when you put the flesh down and get out of your thought life. Don't take the thought. That's when you have to deal with the devil. And you can't answer thoughts with thoughts. You answer him with words. That ain't my thought. Now you can't tell me. I had night visions. The devil gave me night visions of a truck backing off and that landlord throwing everything out on the street. You ever had that? Huh? I guess I'm the only one. Huh? Yeah. I said, no. And that church grew to be a wonderful church. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Yeah, you're going to have a need. You're going to have to learn that when you have needs, not to get shook up over it. We just had some needs in our church where we're doing what we call a catch-up offering every Sunday morning because the church got behind. And now we went through there and we found out, my wife told me today, we've been paying $8,000 a month for electric bill. $8,000, $3,000 for water. And we find out when we built the building that they never told us, they just signed us up at a rate than an average because they figured out what we use on Sunday morning. They figured it out that every day you use that much electric. And we've been paying it all these years. Huh? Well, we said that, but they didn't. They said, well, no, the way. Well, who set that? He says, well, we did. We just took what you used on Sunday morning, the kilowatts. And they added that. We don't use the building all the time. And we figured out the kilowatts that we really use, our bill should be $600 a month. So God, see, He revealed that to us. Because what we did, even the daycare and everybody, we haven't been using the air conditioner. We've been keeping lights off because we was getting these $8,000 bills. And then we got another bill and it was $8,000. I said, wait a minute. We're using fans. We're not using the air conditioner. See, I was in a meeting part of this year and I was picking up rut, financial rut. There's something. I kept telling my wife, there's something wrong. Something ain't right. And that's when you got to pray. You know, what is it, Lord? What is it? And then all this stuff, then we saw we were getting behind financially with the church. Now, we had a need, so we're qualifying. But we see, God was showing us things that weren't right. These greedy electric companies. We figured during the summer because we use those air conditioners. Well, we found out that they said you got a certain number and we figured out what you use on Sunday morning. That's what you use every day. I said, no, we don't use that every day. And when we got that bill, they said something ain't right. Well, yeah, according to the thing that you had when you built the building. Well, we never said that. They did. So we had them take us off of that program. Because we didn't, there's no way. They said, well, you could have used it all along. Because the way you got it, we took it. You took it. You never asked us. We want that money back. And they said, no, you can't get it back. Well, I'm praying about it. I might just go after them. Get one of them. Because you got anything that we signed for that? They said, all right, we'll change it. So we figured up the kilowatts that we use. It's on the bill. Figured it out that our bill will be around $600 now. $8,000 we've been paying for 4 years per month. So you see what I'm talking about? That is a supply. And the devil was eating it up. Well, that'll pay a couple salaries. Including mine. Well, see, that wasn't right. I said, things ain't right. There's something in there. We got to get into that financial department, find out what it is. And then when we shut everything down, wasn't using it, well, why is this so high? Then we found out. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you, the Holy Ghost, He knows how to get to the bottom of it. Hey, how many of you know $600 a month? It's a lot better than $8,000 a month from those thieves They were stealing from us. Stealing from us. Thieves. What's your electric bill here?
It's more than what it should be. We have the same problem.
You go through that with them? Well, we went through with them today. It was an hour. We have a girl named Elizabeth, and she's like a... You don't want to mess with her on the telephone.
Glory.
She's my bulldog girl. I just let her handle it. You know, my daughter-in-law, she's just so sweet with everybody. I mean, she can get on them, but I said, give it to Elizabeth. She'll handle it. Boy, she got it too. And she said, we're signing that off, and you can just use it by the kilowatts. She said, it's an interesting phone because we was just going to raise your deal again. So, with the water bill, and we're checking out, we got the water people coming out, we got the gas people, we're going to get to the bottom of it. And with the electric bill and the water bill, it took one Sunday's tithes. Just to pay for that. The water bill was $3,000, the gas was $2,000. There's $12,000. You think about that. And then last year, our tithes went down $350,000 a year. Because some got off the bus. Have you had that? But what did it do? It put pressure on us. Now we have a need. Now we're going to believe God. And now we caught $7,200 a month. We caught it. To change that. See, there's different ways with the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. So we qualify and we're catching up. We're getting back out of it. Praise the Lord. I don't know if I helped you tonight, but I preach myself happy. Glory be to God. But I'm his favorite. I just want you to know. I'm sorry, but he'd only do that for me. Let me go over here. He'd only do that for me because I'm his favorite. No, I'm his favorite. Stand up. Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. So, there's times when we get behind. Well, that's the time not to get into fear. That ain't the time to sit there and lay at night. No, that's the time to know that now I have a need. Now my supply is going to work for me. And have faith in speaking to what belongs to you. Because we do know Adam named everything. And then he gave it to Satan. He lost his law of saying. Then Jesus on the other side of Calvary, he gave it back to us. He's whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose is loose. So we got our law of saying and speaking to our supply that Adam had in the garden.
Amen.
But I'm his favorite. Amen. I'm his favorite. No, it'll work for you. You're a child of God. Care if you're black, white, yellow, green, or whatever color. You're a child of God. And you have a right to have every one of your needs met. All out of that, just out of that one thing. Now erase that need. He said, now if that need wasn't there, then your supply, but you got to have a need for the supply to work. Amen. Now, it seems like all my ministry, I've been making needs up. I've been creating needs. Yeah, but I got a supply. I had a preacher tell me the other day, he said, I don't have no stress at all. He said, I have my home is my office and I set up meetings and I try. I have no stress. And I was thinking, well, he don't have no needs. But if you have a need, there's no reason you have stress knowing having faith in God that He's your Heavenly Father and He affectionately cares for you. So, like, if you want to raise, you're going to have to create that need. And then watch God's, and watch the tithes go up instead of cutting yourselves back. But, I'm sorry, I'm his favorite. Only works for me. No, it works for all of you, doesn't it? Well, give him a shout and give him praise.
Ed Dufresne Ministries is going to the nations through a worldwide traveling ministry. Dr. Ed and Nancy Dufresne are the founders of World Harvest Church in Murrieta, California. Fresh Oil Fellowship is a ministerial organization founded by Dr. Ed Dufresne for those who are in the full-time, five-fold ministry. Dr. Dufresne has a unique ability to draw the anointings and gifts out of ministers. Ministers come from around the globe to receive impartations through this man whose life is earmarked by the moving of the Holy Spirit. In 1971, a healing anointing came into Dr. Dufresne's hand, and since that time he has traveled throughout this nation and the world, carrying that healing anointing to this generation. In 1999, Dr. Dufresne had the experience of going to heaven. During that experience, he received an endowment to kill cancer, and since that time, many have been miraculously healed of cancer. If you would like information about our teaching materials, about becoming a partner with Ed Dufresne Ministries, or about Fresh Oil Fellowship, please write us at P.O. Box 1010, Murrieta, California, 92564. Or visit our website at www.eddufresne.org. To view many of our services by live stream, visit us on our website. At Ed Dufresne Ministries, we're believing God for 1 million miracles and healings as we carry God's healing power to this generation.